And we're back. I'm your host as usual, Matt Corbin, with the fellas, Lamar, Leboy, and Jamar.
Hey,
80s, 90s, 2000s, Bob.
This is second week in a row doing this shit.
You know what it is? You run it back. As soon as I go to say your name, he pops up. That's why I'm like, ooh, yeah. Hold on, yeah, run that back. Yeah, just delete that one now. I'm gonna change this.
No, we good. No, I thought you said Jamal. He said Lamar again.
I said Lamar, and I said it as I looked at you. I'm like, fuck.
Hey, there's Jamar, there's Lamar, Jamal. This is, hey, we gotta get it together. It's Jamar, right? No, I'm playing.
I was Jamal for like 5 minutes, allegedly, when I was first born. So, hey,
you was Jamal first?
Yeah, I'm glad they changed that shit.
That's hilarious.
My bad, y'all. Continue, man.
Nah, but I mean, you know, we just cogs in the system. This is all about the brand. 80s, 92,000 vibes. Make sure y'all go tell a friend, tell somebody, right. Subscribe. We here again another week. What's good, fellas?
Right, how y'all feel?
Man, my days be the same, man. As long as nobody get in my way, I'll be chilling, you know. But you know how this life shit goes. Somebody always tend to get in your way somehow. And I got roll raid on the slick, so you know I'm here. How y'all day going? How y'all week been so far, man?
Oh man, working from home, no traffic, love it. You know what I'm saying? So it's lovely. I know you was just going through it right now, right, Matt? Man. Yeah, and it's icy out there, ain't it? It's icy out there. That's some
no,
different
road rage. It ain't even that icy no more. I don't know why they driving like this. The ice is gone. It's like, get with the program, bro. Drive. The speed limit is safe now. Like,
So, I mean, you good because you come from New York City, but I couldn't imagine commuting to another state, and then now I got to deal with ice and snow. I don't even know how niggas driving that shit, man. We don't even go. I'd be scared to go to the mountains. Like, I'm going to just fly off. Like,
that's comedy.
That would not be comedy. I'm at home. Look, I make sure I got the chains attached and everything. You know how they say chain your wheels? Man, that's just scary, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I don't know how to drive that shit either. I don't know. Man, I drove it snowed in Dallas. And I caught myself going to the Super Target real quick.
And my brother was like, it's not as bad as y'all think. If y'all drive safe, trust me, it's the people overthinking.
But man, you gotta listen. You gotta understand, man. I'm from a place where it gets 75 degrees, people start wearing jackets. You know what I'm saying? So I got to the stop sign and I slid past that bitch in my car. I was like, ooh. Oh man, I turned around.
That's crazy to be.
I was like, man, he was like, that was,
I might be in a pool 75.
He was like, that was fast. I was like, man, I ain't go. I slid past the stop sign, my nigga. That was a sign.
When the brakes don't work, that's a sign right there. That shit is no joke. In fact, I got a crazy story about hydroplane and going to get one of the Jay-Z albums. But you know, before we get into anything, that's going to be for a later conversation. Today, I got to tell you about something that irritates me. In fact, this is an update from a previous irritation. You could say something that irritates me. You could call it double standards, but today I'm gonna say selective outrage, and that's for Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey, we updated because they said they ain't got nothing for the inner city for Giddey. They is not going to prosecute. They didn't find nothing that seemed to be out of place. No problems over there. No charges. Now, NBA, y'all still got a chance to get it right. Y'all can still suspend your boy. I don't see nothing coming down, but y'all still got some time, all right? But what I will say about this week we caught Tristan Thompson using PEDs when we got Giddey, the PEDO, floating around the league, and he ain't got no cares in the world, man.
Oh, man.
So like I was saying, I don't like selective outrage. This is 80s, 92,000 and vibes podcast. Man, I kind of got that messed up, but y'all were feeling me, right? This Giddey shit crazy, man. They just say
it was good. A lie.
He good. Look, I knew. Look, and we didn't hear nothing about it, really. They came out and just made the announcement. He's good. I knew that this was just going to get swept under the rug, and it's been quiet. It's been quiet. Can you imagine a real NBA star messing with a 16? I ain't even going. They going to ban this whole pie, man.
About the Tristan Thompson and PDE shit, you know what tripped me out when I seen that, y'all? I thought to myself, my nigga, what you using PDEs for, my nigga?
Yeah,
they ain't working.
It ain't helping, my nigga.
You try to get another rebound stat, couple two, three rebounds.
Jamal,
that's
you know,
you know, for is eight rebounds a game.
If they didn't say this, we would half the people listening didn't even know he was in the league.
Yeah, I forgot he was still on the Cavaliers, bro. PDE, that shit ain't helping. So I start a podcast, son.
Yeah, real talk. He need to give up some Kardashian tea, because yeah, you're right. I did not think that he was in the league. I didn't think after the Lakers he got another deal, but apparently,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Tristan Thompson is one of them. Yeah, I hope you get back soon. But respectfully, I thought you was done, my boy. And be honest with you. So yeah, and to the Josh Giddey situation,
we got a sports heavy episode today, so I'm excited to get towards the second half. You know what I'm saying? I got some predictions coming up, some cool stuff. And what we didn't have is somebody just scored 70 in the league. That boy Embiid, we're gonna have to talk about that when we talk about basketball, man.
Nah, yeah, we for definitely sure, gonna sure. dive into it, fellas. But I want to dive into, just because we've been talking about stars, child stars, and specifically why child stars can't grow up. And what I mean by that, fellas, is recently in the media, obviously Tia Tamara Mari, we all watched them grow up. One of the twins now her being divorced, people pretty much said that this picture wasn't like her. It wasn't something that she should have had. And people was clowning her, calling her SpongeBob, pretty much having an ass out, showing she's a grown woman. Orlando Brown is another one where people saying, you know, the industry might have quote unquote messed him up, and they feel it's weird to see him speaking in such a way. So fellas, one, what's your take on, do you feel that child stars are allowed to grow up? And if not, do you feel that it's fair that we slap this label on them? Talk to me.
Big boy, ooh, man, you start the fast break, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a heavy topic, as you guys know. Maybe you don't know, former child star. I guess, do you ever not continue to be a child star? I guess once a child star, always a star. I can't be the former, right? But at one point, I was on TV, on Nickelodeon, all that. If you haven't been familiar, it was the Leroy and Fuzz character is what I'm known for. So I definitely have a little bit of expertise on this subject. I don't want to go too hard because I'll be talking about these child stars all the time. In fact, go follow Child Star Central. But what I will say is that part of it is just, you know, repercussions of the business. So like if you were, even if you weren't a child, if you're known for a certain part, like say Fran's dresser, right? She's known as the nanny. Everywhere she goes, they want to see her as the nanny. She's not necessarily a child star, but it's kind of what you're famous for. So people want to see you as that. So when you are growing up in the business and you're a child and you're known as being cute and cuddly and PC and nice, and then you want to grow up one day, like i.e. Tia Mowry, she want to show her little buns out there, her little hotcakes out there on vacation. She want to put some, you know, put some work in, put a little eye candy. Yeah. I mean, she out there, you know, trying to thirst trap out here. You know, shout out to
T. It's working.
It's working. It's working on that right now. You're gonna be right ready. But obviously, you know, with the comments and what we've seen is they're saying that it's not Christian like, it's not ladylike, it's not her like. And I think, you know, part of it, a huge part of it, is they just see her through the lens of what she came up as and what people know her as, is being a very PC, funny comedian and not really, you know, not really being in tune or tapping in on the real areas of life, like love, sex, marriage, and all this stuff that she's now tapping into. So, I mean, you would think with her audience that they would grow up with her, but people still just see her as Tia. So,
man, when I understand, I kind of understand, because I grew up with Tia and Tamara also. But let me tell you when I got over the fact that they not sister Tia and Tamara no more. When Tia played in the game, remember the show The Game?
Mm-hmm.
That Melanie character was anything but PC, bro, especially later on in the season after her and Derwin broke up. So she did a great job playing that character, bro. She was a popular, man, look, bro, people grown. She's grown. And to say that that's not how she's supposed to act when you don't fucking know a person is weird. I'm not caping, y'all. I know, and I think what it is of course, Tia is recently going through a divorce. Are they still going through with the divorce?
That's a great question, but I feel like it's like, as far as everybody's concerned, they divorced. because you said
yeah, not, but I seen some headlines saying that they was trying to reconcile. I'm not sure, but it seems like, I mean, they haven't been pictured together or posted together or anything like that. So,
right. I think social media is good and bad, and it's ruining maybe. I don't know, bro. She looked good. I don't see the problem. Now, what's going on with her husband and her kids and her family? That's her business. She don't really. Well, I ain't gonna say she don't really. The husband hadn't really said anything. What's his name? I can't think of his name. Actor, Corey. Man. What's Corey? He hadn't said. He's Corey kept it G. What's wrong with showing off? She look good. She still look good. How old is she? You know, I know she got to be in her 40s.
Yeah, she's about 43 or something like that. Somewhere early 40s. But Jamar, I guess the question would be if this was like your sister. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have a sister.
Start going through a divorce and she was acting up. You wouldn't have nothing to say?
I have a sister. My sister is 3 years older than me. I don't give a damn.
Me neither. I'm about to say, I'm in the same type time.
Right. I have an attractive sister, right? And people have tried to come up to me and tell me, man, your sister fine, man. I'll fuck your sister. And I guess they're supposed to, like, get under my skin. But it never did, bro. I was like, okay, bro, go try. I guess, you know what I'm saying? Just know you got a sister that take second period with me, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, my nigga. So it worked both ways. So if you can get her, try to get her, bro. That don't bother me, bro. She is grown. And if she was my sister, I wouldn't care. She wouldn't get no call or text from me about that.
Where I would be concerned is just, this is, you know, and this would also be me holding her into a box. Like, hey, sis, this is not what we know you for. Like, are you good? Like, are you kind of acting out? It seems like, right?
Right.
But
right.
I mean, when you put into the context of her being on the game, and she has been, it's not adult content, but it's adult, you know, adult themed. You would think that the audience would let up a little bit on her, but really, it just, I mean, when you look at somebody like Kel Mitchell, you feel me? Like, we seen Kel smoking weed, that shit would look crazy. Right?
I think that the difference there, though, to your point, Lee Boy, is that Kel, we never saw the switch. I think when those child stars, when they start to move on, I think we should too. And I think for some people, Jamal, to your point, when you say, yeah, some people say, tears that this not appropriate, that shows to me you never grew up. If you feel like, oh man, this is a kid, it's like, cut it out. Y'all be having five kids sitting at the house talking about, oh, little tea in my ass. You'd have been fucking for years. Like, cut it out. We all got grown. Like,
bro, she right, you 40, got, she in mad, 40, you got she four got two kids
out of wedlock, and you mad at
10. Yeah, bro. And same thing with Orlando Brown, bro. He's not Eddie from That's So Raven no more. He's not little TJ from Family Matters. That was his name? Yep, Cass's name?
Major pain.
Oh, he
beat me out that role, too. I just want to put that out there. He beat me out of
man.
I was out Hollywood. There. I was young. We was young.
Man.
Hollywood.
If it makes you feel any better, I could have seen you killing it too.
That's fake.
Yeah, I was on my way up. You know, he was real badass kid. I was on just, you know, working my way up to being a badass kid. He was cursing niggas out already on the audition, but yeah.
You for real? Oh, shit.
That's comedy.
I mean that, you know, and I kind of talk about this, and this all goes into the theme of being a child star. That's what I was typecasted at for sure. You know, just being able to be a badass kid and maybe curse somebody out. Like, I remember going out for Don't Be a Menace, the spoof, right? And what was the bad kid that was just cursing his mom? That was the hot, hot sauce on the toes and all that.
This is like 96, the little boy, right?
I auditioned for that. I was close to getting that. So anytime somebody had to get cussed out when I was 7 years old, because really I was probably like nine, but I looked younger, right? So I was like, it looked like a 5-year-old cussing his ass. So they was with that, you know what I'm saying? And that's why Orlando Brown is, you know, is so coveted in those roles. You know, from his, you know, his roles on, he was on Martin and all that too, right? He was on all them shows. He was on all them shows.
Yeah, the camera
was wicked.
Do Tamara had the same reputation? Tamara's Instagram is a lot more safer, I guess. But allegedly, from what I've heard, and again, alleged, I don't know, these are not facts, Tia has always been the more edgier one out of the two. I know in a show, and Sister, Tia is the bookworm, and Tamara is the dingy one. But in real life, I heard T has always been the more edgier one out of the two.
Like,
and from the looks of it in the media, it looked that way. Just the way T carries herself.
on the family. I was going to say all of them, you know what I mean? They was a military family and they grew up super Christian. So I just want to start there saying that they always had that base. But yeah, I feel like even the edginess, I feel like that's really the main reason. Because yeah, when people started like Taj Mori in recent years, that's right. What he talked about, like why he stepped away and his faith and whatnot. But to me, I just feel like, again, like you said, Jamal, once they started doing the game and certain things, that's it. That's it.
Bro, and it just went, even when they're together or apart, Tia always seemed to carry herself a little bit different than Tamera. Just because they twins, they don't mean they got to fucking act alike. And that don't mean Tia is still not a Christian. Whatever her beliefs is, I'm pretty sure it still is, bro. But she has always came off as the one who was a little bit more, I'm not going to call Tamera uptight because I don't know her, but if I had to choose and assume which one is more chill and more, you know, a little bit loose and laid back, it'll be Tia to me. So I'm not surprised that she's on social media looking like she's still 30.
I mean, and let's be clear, y'all. It's just a bathing suit picture. It wasn't nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's she didn't start her OnlyFans like all the goddamn Bernie Mac kids. And you know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out to Tia and Tamera for keeping it so classy over the years and being an example. I think they should definitely be applauded like that, because what they've been getting recently is just really not warranted. I mean, they didn't go all the way off the ledge like, say, we was talking about DJ Daniels a couple weeks ago from the U. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could go, or the Amanda Bynes. Shout out to my sis Amanda Bynes. It could be a lot worse. So, you know, like I said, they keeping it cute, keep it classy. She going through a lot. Let's give her some, you know, room for error here and just allow her to be her, man.
Man, y'all old motherfuckers got a lot of people to grow up. I think that's the reason why Bow Wow started tripping so much, because nobody never allowed him to grow up. Like, I remember when he turned 18 and he started saying nigga, like, in his music, and people start tripping. I'm like, he fucking 18, bro. He 18.
I've been saying that since his 12.
Right. He say, couldn't man, say it in his music. In
everybody, right. Y'all act like y'all ain't been saying school, like you said. People who were saying that was saying nigga to their teachers, mothers, grandmas, like, cut it out.
Bro, let people grow up. And it goes to show, like, it's crazy how many different people have these different perceptions of you in their head. Like, think about it. It's about 300 people that think different versions of y'all. Like, it's one person that may think Matt quiet, and one person that may think Lee Boy loud. And bro, it's crazy. That's just the world we live in. The perception really do the reality. But man, I'm gonna allow people to grow. That's all I'm gonna say. Orlando Brown, we would love to have you as a guest on this podcast, brother. Because you are a funny ass nigga, son. That's all I'm gonna say about
come
that.
Kick it with us for an hour and a half or two.
I think he just started a pod. Have you guys seen this? I think it's called Crazy Talk with Orlando Brown.
That's so appropriately named.
I'm tuning in. I got
Crazy
check that
Talk
shit
with Orlando. Something like that. And y'all go follow Child Star Central. You know, we're trying to get the news out to y'all for all the Child Stars. So if this interests you at all, make sure you give us a follow, because we're gonna keep you updated. In fact, we just posted That's So Raven and Eddie. Eddie, his crazy ass. They said they're screwing all over the set. You know,
I could have kept that That's So Raven reboot, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
Oh man,
some stuff. I don't know. Some stuff just don't need to be. Never mind. What else, man? I wish everybody the
was
best. Good.
I liked it personally. I didn't think it was bad. So.
Nah, it's not that it was bad, bro. It just when something from your childhood, I'm like, I get it, but hey. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know,
I just wanted to go with this though, because Lee Boy, you mentioned Crazy Talk. As far as Orlando's podcast, some other crazy talk obviously has been Cat Williams, but more specifically, this diss track to Ludacris. Now, number one, a lot of people didn't notice, but Cat Williams apparently has been putting out like random music over the years, along with obviously we've seen the cameos, bro, got comedy bits and Grand Theft Auto. Like, he's literally just sprinkled all over pop culture. And this is another event. So, one, fellas, for what you heard about this diss record, one, did you think it was good? And two, do you feel like this is even like a real beef, or do you just feel like this was a thing of, you know, Ludacris kind of just caught a stray in the midst of this whole tangent?
Man. I don't want to hear no diss record from Cat Williams. I don't care if it's good. It's like,
I thought it was fire. What you mean?
Bro, I remember after LeBron won his second ring, he made a rap song. Like, I listened to that shit for 5 seconds.
I'm crying.
I don't, I don't want to fucking hear no rap song from LeBron James. I'm sorry, bro. And it may be fire. Like you said, I didn't listen fully to the Cat Williams song. It may be fire. I heard Cat Williams can rap. But I don't want to hear no rap music from Cat Williams. I don't want Jay-Z selling me no... You know what I'm saying? Y'all get it? Like,
I feel like if Cat Williams was younger, maybe. But I feel like for him to start this now, because to your point, when you say you don't want basketball players, shout out to Miles Bridges. That rapping basketball nigga broke his spit. I ain't gonna lie. But to your point, yeah, it is a little strange to just, yeah.
Well, I mean, to put it in context, I don't know if, so you said you didn't, you heard some of it though, right, Jamar?
Yeah.
A little snippet. Mm-hmm. You heard the by Curious. Wait, I love it. It's the Curious. It's ludicrous. he was hitting him with the three syllable rhymes right there. But so at first I just heard the original recording, which sounds horrible. I'm like, where is this at? Some people were saying that he was in jail, that he was under the system. It turns out, I believe he was actually talking to Suge Knight on his podcast. So if you hear the longer version, he's like, hey, turn it up so Suge can hear it, right? So which made me actually respect it more, because this is a true freestyle. I mean, you could kind of tell he had it in his mind. He was ready. You know, he's a comedian, so he's going to be prepared. And but when he came out with the number one spot and the Ludacris by Curious and Chris, you know, he hit him with the Chris and this. And also, I mean, he tries to allude to Quincy Jones, and that was your girl, boy, boy. That was kind of it was kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? I really don't see Ludacris as a bisexual, man. I don't know about you guys. Not saying that I'm the number one gaydar machine or anything like that, but I just don't see that from Luda. You know what I'm saying? I never really thought of that. But, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff about Quincy Jones is kind of crazy. But overall, I mean, for this just to be a freestyle on a podcast, I'm rocking with Cat, man. I'm rocking with Cat. This is fire. Give us more. In fact, get on stage. I want to hear some freestyles on stage now, throwing a beat. I want to hear it all. I want to hear him do a live battle rap against another comedian that think he can rap, i.e. me. No, I'm playing. But, yeah, I'm here for it.
Man, that's
cool. What you thought, Matt? A resident comedian?
Honestly, I thought the diss track was cool, but my issue with it really is, like I said, if I heard more of these, because I feel like I only know about these other Cat Williams records because I'm, like, not a super fan. I don't want to put that out there. I'm a big fan. Other people are, too. But they're not known enough. I feel like if you're going to do this, like, prime example, comedians do put out actual albums. Some of skits, if he would have rapped on, like, a song, which now that, to me, it makes more sense. But to just come out and this is like, you know, Cat Williams, you 50. So it still looks like a 50-year-old rapper just coming out the gates. And it's like, it's not like Lee Boy. It's not like you about to put this on in your car. You know what I mean? Driving. Like, that's not.
Nah.
Put that Cat Williams on.
Hey, but this is a response. Yeah, that's what I'm
like. This was essentially
this
like.
This is a response. Now, Ludacris dropped to Devil in a New Dress, which is kind of ironic, right? Considering all the allegations, right? So Ludacris came out with his bars. And I want to say, because Luda, we're going to respect your pen. We're going to respect your rap abilities. But he said, addiction on the rise, comedians check your temperature. And he did this. I think that's the pulse. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, addiction on the rise, check your temperature. What?
I ain't even peeped that, but that's a fact.
Now, he said that because he said the hair and the sideburns is my signature. Addiction on the rise, comedians check your temperature. What? Yeah, I was a little bit confused about that. Did you mean like sickness on the rise? Because your temperature, when it, you know, you might have a fever, right? Or if you know what I'm saying? He kind of got a little.
I really don't think he thought it through. I think when you just mad, got a little honestly, confused right there. There's a lot of people with niggas just went, "Oh, that's bars," and then nobody besides us was like, "Wait a minute,
man! Yeah, look, this whole thing between Ludacris and Cat Williams has been weird. Like, why y'all niggas rapping against each other? Like." I kind of expect that from Luda, even though I wanted Luda to respond, because Ludacris is a rapper, right? I didn't want Cat Williams to make a diss track to Ludacris. Man, just get on stage and fry his ass up. That's what I want.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's all I want. Cat Williams is one of the GOATs, man. I don't want no record, man. Get on stage and give him a good 7 minutes.
But in the context of this being on a podcast, there with Suge, you got to give him a little leeway there, because he's dropping bars for Suge.
Yeah,
on a pod. That's fire. Last thing. It's kind of hard for me. So this whole Bi-Curious thing and the whole Quincy Jones thing, little left field. But it's hard for me to question Cat Williams right now after he ran that 4.440, whatever he did. Did y'all see him running next to the basketball court?
I've seen that.
I'm like, hey, I gotta believe everything. Yes. I believe everything you say, because that was the one thing. Well, he said he wrote and read 2,000 books. That was crazy. But now I might believe that too. If he can run that 40, I'm with him on everything.
I feel like the definition of a book ain't what you're thinking. That's all I'm going to say on that. Because Jesus Wept is the shortest verse in the Bible. Now it might be a whole book. Who knows? 3,000.
The only time I want to hear comedian rap is when Kevin Hart do the chocolate drop skits, bro.
And that was supposed to be funny, so it works.
Yeah. Don't forget about my guy. What's Charlamagne Lil Homie name? I can't remember. Living my best life.
Lil Duval.
Oh, Lil Duval. Oh, that's fact.
He get it in. It's not really rap, but he get it in though.
Yeah, he just know how to make good, you know, decent music for, you know, what he doing. Yeah. I respect it.
You on stage, Cat, because Dave Chappelle kind of got on your ass about
Definitely did.
None of us saw it
though, right? Did anybody see it?
I seen a clip of it.
Dave Chappelle.
I didn't watch his whole. You talking about the special?
Yeah, because I mean that's what Dave Chappelle seemed like. He was like, man, this is supposed to be good for comedy, but you taking away. To me, it was real selfish what he said. You taking away from my special. Nobody seen my shit because of all the shit you got going on. That was to me his main message. Like, and we didn't see it. So,
but I'm be honest with you, as a person, I love Dave. Some of the stuff, it was dated. I think just because of the time it came out, I don't think it had anything to do with Cat Williams. Because that's what I was going to say when I tuned into it. There was really nothing that I found that I was like, oh, this is super new and edgy. Like, put it this way, this wasn't one of Dave's better specials. Some of these last ones in the last few years were much more.
And I did want to have a reaction on it, and I guess it's too late now. Ain't nobody even watching. But he gotta lay off that whole topic, just the whole LGBTQ RX plus all everything that he has said
RX
about
plus.
It. Yeah, it's all of them. Just lay off it. It's not even a factor as much as it was. So he already killed it. So
yeah, Cat, get on stage. No more diss tracks. OG. Well, if I'm not mistaken, Cat Williams is on
tour right now. So he may be coming to a city near you. I'm not sure what this one is, but World War III was the last one. But I think he is on tour right now.
With all due respect, OG. We just get on stage.
Oh, yeah, he's on tour with Tory Hart, remember?
There you go. Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, so we're going to see. Yeah. Hopefully we get some jokes and commentary.
I ain't never fucking getting married. Look at that shit, man.
That's crazy. That should have been a tie. We might have to do that on Patreon.
That is boobless. But fellas, I want to get to something a little more less somber, I guess you could say. And Pharrell and Timbaland, obviously, both pioneers in the culture for years, both from Virginia area. The debate, obviously, with them both being mainly producers, not so much known for their records. Pharrell or Timbaland, fellas, who do you think is better? I'm talking about overall, because again, I look at them as very formidable opponents considering everything they do. If you have to choose one, who you taking?
I'm biased. I'm a Super Friends. I'm a huge Super Friends fan with Aaliyah, Timbaland, Genuine, Magoo. So I'm gonna go with Timbaland just off of his collaborations with Missy and Aaliyah and Genuine alone. You know what I'm saying? And Pharrell may have more hits, or do he? But me personally, I'm picking Timbaland for the reasons I just said, because I'm a huge Aaliyah fan. And I felt like nobody made better music with Aaliyah but Timbaland. I don't care who she produced with, R. Kelly, whoever, Static Major. To me, it was Timbaland. So Timbaland holds a special place. And Pharrell may be a better producer if you ask me, but I'm going with Timbaland.
Yeah, I mean... This one isn't hard for me either, but I actually go the opposite way. I think this is really just a preference. I love Pharrell. He's actually one of my top five artists. It don't even matter if you can. That's the skateboard P as a goddamn producer, as a singer. I mean, the guy made Despicable Me soundtrack. The guy made. Y'all remember Philly's Most Wanted? Y'all ever heard that album? That was a fire album, all produced by of Pharrell even before the clips. And you know, I think he has his come uppings with Teddy Riley and some of those old school dudes from that area as well in Virginia. And you know, I do think, like you said, very formidable against Timberland as far as the accolades, the hits. Although I do think Pharrell got a couple more. He got a couple more crossover hits. But Timberland is right there too. With Justin Timberlake and shit that he did right there, really, it's really a coin flip to me. I just think as far as preference, and what Pharrell, how he thinks outside the box with music, I think for him, what it is he just transcends hip hop, and so that's where the difference is to me. Where Timbaland is probably more focused in on hip hop, but Timbaland, when he gets coupled up with an artist, I don't know if you can find better albums or for someone to create a better sound, because Pharrell, his sound really travels with everywhere he goes. Like if he works with a Snoop, or if he works with I can't even think of her name, the white girl, the Banana. This shit, Banana.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. My bad. Good thing of Gwen Stefani. And I'm sorry to all the Stefani fans, but you know, his sound is really going to travel with him from place to place. Where Timbaland, you know, I think he really cultivates a great sound with each one of these artists that he's worked with, especially in the early years. And man, just shout out to VA.
I got a hot take, man. I have never admitted this out loud. I didn't like the Neptune sound at first. I did not like that sound at first, bro. I didn't.
What you mean when Fabulous had the two-way?
Yeah. Holla back, youngin.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It took a good 7 years for that sound to grow on me, bro. And by the time it grew on me, they wasn't using it no more. When I was younger in the early 2000s, every time I heard that song, I was like, oh my God, bro. Because every rap song was starting to sound like that. And that's how I knew it was them, even before I knew how they looked. I was like, at first I didn't like that song. I'm going to keep it a stack. It took a while. Jay-Z did a couple songs I didn't like off of that song. What song made me like that song? It was the Slave for You by Britney Spears. Because to me, it fit that style better to me. Like that, anytime Pharrell and even Timbaland, for some reason, they sound fit very well with like just Timbaland, Britney Spears. And it was that Britney Spears song that made me like, okay, it sounds great on a Britney Spears song.
That's fair.
Right.
Yeah, Believe it or not, fellas, I think when more listening both of y'all, because I actually had my answer set, but the more I listen to it, I feel like Pharrell has to be, in my opinion, the more obvious one, only because we talked about everything, but one thing I never heard nobody mention this whole time is a Timbaland record where he's singing or rapping or where he's the main, where you like, oh, this is my jam. Pharrell, I think of not only that he have hits, but I feel like it just was such a wide range. Like, I think of that Happy song and just how wide that was, and just a bunch of records where I remember Pharrell verses. I personally don't remember any Timbaland verses, but I'm sure he has.
But I thought we were just talking about, like, producer.
Say that one more time.
Are we adding the artist part to it, too? Oh.
Well, I was going overall just because they both already are mega super producers. So it's just like, all right, well, now what's going to kind of separate one versus the other? And I think that, is it.
Nobody fuck with Timbaland on the ad libs. I don't give a fuck.
That's fair.
Hey, but I was also a big fan of NERD. I think I mentioned that as well. And that first album, In Search Of, I could go from beginning to end with all the lyrics. And like you said, and that's him, like, vocally leading a whole project. So, I mean, if you're comparing them in totality, I mean, when it comes to the soundtracks, I mean, he produced Hot in Here, Nelly. That's, you know, when you're doing that, and then you can do Grinding, and those are just two different sounds. I mean, it's just crazy. I will just say Timbaland, though, like freestyling and like the early 90s and stuff, and you throwing a Timbaland beat or even dancing too as well.
That dirt off your shoulders? Come on, man.
Heat. Super heat.
He got some heat too. He got some heat too. I just it's close, and they should also have a versus. That should be a versus that's lined up. But Pharrell gonna beat him with them Timberlands. I'm trying to find some for less than $3,000.
I heard Timberland and Swiss B said they tried to get Pharrell to do a versus. He was like, "Nah, I just want to support."
Yep,
I can see that because there's some people who really don't like that battle. Like they don't feel like they'd rather give flowers. You know what I mean? Because I did hear some people say I ain't doing that.
But I think some people just arrogant because I heard Mary J. Blige have an attitude.
That was one I wasn't gonna put a name out there.
She want to go up against like Beyonce and Mariah Carey only, right?
I mean, I get it, but when they asked that, she rolled the eyes, and I'm so sick of black artists doing that. Look, man, we know you, him or her. We just want to celebrate you. That's all. Stop it. You ain't too big to be celebrated.
This is a way to get your record bubbling again. Like, I don't see what the bad part is for these artists. Like, remember when Verse was coming out, they was putting that whole thing on Apple Music, you know what I mean? As a playlist, the next day, or album, whatever.
Streams going crazy, man, bro. But again, whatever, man. We gonna put a poll, man. Timberland or Pharrell? I'm curious to see how that poll gonna end up.
That'll be dope. I think we should put that out there. But yeah, 2-1, Pharrell. Yeah, Britain taking the edge by a slight margin. But I like that.
I just feel like Timberland do R&B better. That's just me.
That's 702. I still love you. Ooh, I'm saying,
man.
Right there. That's real.
That's facts. Shout out to both of them, though.
Yeah, shout out to both. Shout out to Tim, man. He's a classic. Classic hip hop, man. Both of them.
Nostalgic music, fellas. Together. Like I said, just bring you back to a time period. And speaking of nostalgia, Jamal, word on the street is you got a little something nostalgic for us.
For y'all?
That's what I heard. I mean, I heard we had a little competition coming up. I ain't know how to study to get ready for this one.
I stretched too. Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
This game, bro. Come.
This game. Hold on. What?
Wait. You forgot about it. Should we just skip that?
Nah, the trivia. Let's talk about it.
The trivia.
God damn.
You got your questions ready?
Nah, I got them mixed the fuck up. I'm looking at it, and for some reason, I accidentally moved it. That's why I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Oh, yeah. Good. Let's go.
Hey, just mark the time right now. So if you want to
Nah, you good, man. Fuck it.
All right, let's go then. Let's go, baby. Be ready. In fact, let me get ready. All right,
To the listeners, we're going to try something different this week. We're going to do nostalgic trivia. I'm going to kind of host it. Y'all did talk about this shit. I'm fucking up, y'all. God damn. My fault, fellas. But I got 10 questions. It's going to be kind of like Matt versus Lee Boy. It's all in fun. You know what I'm saying? Just something different. Nostalgic. I'm going to give whoever answers the correct way first gets the point, right? That's how we're going to do this 10 questions. That's how we're going to rock. So, I'm going to start off. This is the first trivia question for y'all. How many seasons did the show Family Matters last?
Ding. Look, okay. I got a bell.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I'm definitely wrong. I'm going to say 5 seasons.
I'm going to go 6.
And that's our final answer?
Final answer, yeah.
Final
wrong.
Answer 6.
Both wrong.
Yeah.
If it ain't 6, is it 8?
Was it 4?
Nah, I didn't have another guess. It was one of those two for me.
Family Matters lasted 9 seasons.
God damn, for real?
Yeah, man. From 89
that's crazy.
It's crazy.
I thought it lasted from 1990 to 98. That's why I thought 8 years in my head. I was like 6 or 8.
Yeah, from 89 to 98.
Oh, 89. That's what I'm saying. I was a year off. That's why
it makes sense.
Yeah, I remember watching some recent news on that and just seeing how troublesome the last season was. And obviously the first seasons were, you know, without Steve, right? Well, he was in and out coming in.
Right.
But obviously one of the classic iconic series. I'm terrible with the history like this, but we gonna figure this out. We gonna figure this out.
So that's 0-0, right? So far.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all in fun. Okay. What is the name of Aaliyah's sophomore album?
You said what is the name of whose sophomore album?
Aaliyah, the R&B singer Aaliyah. What's the name of her sophomore album?
Is it AJ Nothing But a Number?
I'm gonna go with Aaliyah.
Nope.
One in a Million?
One in a Million is her sophomore album. Aaliyah is her. Aaliyah has three albums.
Why did I say Million? Ah.
Aaliyah had three albums. AJ Nothing But a Number. One in a Million is the second album. And Aaliyah is her last album before she passed.
That makes sense.
So, One I in a Million was... is her sophomore album.
I messed that up. I knew it was One in a Million, kind of. But once he got that, I knew Aaliyah was in there. So, yeah, you heard it. You heard how it went down.
That's all.
That makes sense. I like that.
Next question. Who was the very first female rapper to go platinum?
First female rapper to go platinum. The Brat.
Oh, 1 point for Matt.
Ooh, okay. Was that an album or was that for that single? Funkified.
I assumed it was a single, but I could be wrong.
The album is named Funkified too.
Mm. Oh wow!
What college program did Suge Knight play college football for?
Oh,
I've only seen pictures of him in high school football. That's why I'm like,
I'm gonna go with Cal State Dominguez Hills. I'm wrong. Nah.
Fine, that's your final answer.
UCLA.
Nah, he went UNLV.
Let me see
which one I think y'all probably would get.
Yeah,
what is the name of Will Smith's 1997 album?
1997 album, that's what. It's like, Will, if you asked about your movies, bro, I got you, but I ain't going.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can pull this one out.
What is the
and I don't even know if this is the name of one of his albums. I'm just
1997. It sounds like it.
I'm gonna just pass on that one. I have no clue.
Big Willie Style.
Oh, Lee Boy with the point. It's time. Oh,
okay.
That's crazy. That's the one with Get Jiggy With It, Men in Black. Yeah. Welcome to Miami. Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all.
I knew that. I knew that. I just wasn't quite sure that was the name of the album. I knew it kind of was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that memory, boy. Style. Yeah, man.
Gotta work on that memory. Hey, we 1-1, though, right?
1-1. First one to 5 points win.
5 questions?
I ain't going to ask that question because Lee Boy automatically going to get down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, how we looking? I'm about to catch up. I ain't tripping.
No, it's 1-1, right? We tied?
Yeah, 1-1. 1-1, you got 2-5. Nah, he got one. It's 1-1.
Nah, I missed the Aaliyah, so.
What is the very first number one video ever on 106 and Park?
The very first number one video ever.
I don't know this, but I'm going to guess. It's not right, but I'm going to say Bump, Bump, Bump.
This would have been the year 2000, September.
Don't put the phones down.
Oh no, I am on my phone. This is it. I know that. Just from I'm a 106 and Park fan.
So Lee Boy, Bump 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 is your final answer?
Yep.
that ain't it. Play
that ain't it. Hey, I'm just trying to get in first.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah,
just guess, man. Just guess.
Was it a Bow Wow record? I'm trying to think. What Bow Wow
just
record?
Just guess.
Oh, it might have been Come and Take a
Fresh
Walk.
As I Mean.
Walk with me. Oh, hell nah.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Really
nah,
can't
you
think of what dropped that time.
The very first number one song on 106 and Park was Country Grandma by Nelly, man.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's dope.
Very first. Okay. Who, let's see.
Hey, I like these questions, though, man. We might have to make this a real game.
I don't know, yo. You playing locked in? Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this game will be fire. I can see.
What is the very first ever? Oh my bad. Go ahead.
No, you good. Go ahead.
What is the very first ever 3D animated film?
Film.
The very first ever what?
3D animated film.
3D animated film.
3D, not animated, 3D animated film. First 3D. Ever.
Thanks. Just a little clue here. Do you watch it with, you had to watch it with 3D glasses, or it was just
no 3D what animation? I mean,
yeah, yeah. 3D animation. I know what you yeah, bubble characters, not flat. Yeah.
Is it the Ninja Turtles?
I'm gonna say Roger Rabbit.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Nah.
Nah.
Matt, what's yours?
I went with the Ninja Turtles. I'm assuming it ain't them neither.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Toy Story, man.
Really?
That's the first one. I swore it would have been something before that.
It ain't Bugs Life. It ain't. It's Toy Story, man. Pixar.
Well, I mean, that's the first Pixar, so obviously we know that's the first Pixar. I think I was, yeah. I see what you're saying, but I feel like Roger Rabbit is a 3D character, but he's in a real world. It's not fully animated.
Right, right. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I like now that you gave that answer. Now I see what thinking going into that one.
All right, we're still 1-1. Come on.
I can respect that as the full.
I'm locking. You know, we got to get 3D. One of these. Let's
that's
go.
Why Toy Story was so good. That Man. Shit was crazy. Yeah.
What show was Jennifer Lopez a dancer on?
In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Oh, he got you. He beat you, man.
It's
2-1, man. He got you.
Yeah. Press time, baby. What's that? We had number. We got two more questions, right?
Lee Boy up 2-1. First to 5 points.
First to five. Okay.
Name the five teams Deion Sanders played for. It don't got to be in order. Just name the five teams.
49ers, Cowboys.
49ers, Cowboys, Falcons, Yankees.
No, NFL.
Okay. I was trying to cheat.
49ers, Cowboys, Falcons.
I got Falcons. Look, whoever named the last two.
49ers, Cowboys, Falcons is the three that you named. Two more.
I'm going to just start naming team. He wasn't on the Raiders, was he?
Nah. Nope.
I didn't know he was on no other team. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you pass? Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to think.
Wait. He was Chiefs?
No.
Leon Sandcastle, y'all remember that?
Was he a Ram ever?
No.
Y'all
got the first three. Y'all just needed two.
Well,
more.
I know them.
Yeah, those ones I feel like was the simple ones, but I can't even think of who else he played for in the NFL.
Yeah, that's when the first three are when he was in his prime.
Let me ask you this. The last two, did he play there longer than a year? Yeah. That you don't know. Let's see.
Vikings. Bears.
No, 15 seconds.
Bengals.
So yeah, give up.
Rams. He was Niners, a Charger. We already said nine. Chargers.
Nope.
Nope. Cardinals.
No, do I give up?
Oilers. No. Texans. Yeah, are they a current team?
What other teams was he on?
So do y'all both give up?
Yeah, we both give up, yeah.
I'm going to name you the team, five teams in order. The Falcons, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Redskins, and the Ravens.
I forgot about the Ravens. The Redskins, now that you say it, I do. I got the vision in my mind.
Got the vision is that. Yeah. Ravens? I've never seen him in the Ravens.
Oh, because he had retired and came back for a year and played for the Ravens, like in 04. Oh, okay.
I was going to say around that time, right around the Ray Lewis, there was a lot of guys who flew through Baltimore. He was like, oh, sweat, I didn't even know they won.
What city was the singer Selena born in? I don't know why I gave y'all that hard-ass question. I might change it, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. What city is the actress Jada Pinkett Smith from?
Baltimore,
Maryland.
Oh, Matt got it. You got it first. It's 2-2, man. 2-2.
All right. No, next one win. Let's win. Win. Are you down for that, all Matt? Right.
Let's Where, go.
Next answer win. Let's finish this out strong. Come on. I'm just trying to end it. That's checkmate right there. Look, I'm ready.
Who was on the cover of the January 1998 Source magazine cover. Which what rapper was on the cover of January 1998 edition of the Source magazine?
DMX.
DMX.
Nope. That's your final answer.
We both said it. Yeah. Yeah. Next question. Who was it?
LL Cool J.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's
see. Such a vibrant thing. Oh no.
Who is the longest running show in Nickelodeon history?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And we have a winner.
Ding 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 ding. Yep, you got
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you.
Matt got man, it.
All right.
Matt, got
that's, it. Matt wins the you know the trivia, something mm-hmm. like something new. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how y'all feel about that. Matt, any words?
Yeah. Say something to the people, man.
I mean, what can I say? You know, it was a come from behind victory. You know, I just felt like as long as we stayed there to the final 2 minutes, we always had a chance. Shout out to the coach.
Hey, man,
I feel like I kind of had you on that Baltimore. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? The ref made a questionable call on that one, but we good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep pushing next season. We got you.
Hey,
no,
man.
But for real, if you guys enjoyed that, let us know, man, because one, we want to have something for the people, one. And then two, we would love to have an online game show. Y'all come in, compete to see who's the best nostalgia mind out there. And you never know, might be a grand prize. Might be a grand prize. Let's get it rolling. So y'all let us know how y'all felt about that.
Hey, 100.
That was dope, though, fellas. And in keeping with, obviously, because we ended in sports not too long before we got to that music, I want to move on to Sports Illustrated, fellas. And the reason being, because Sports Illustrated story, you know what I mean, been around since the 20s, people are saying they're done. They abruptly fired everyone. Literally, it was one day you saw Sports Illustrated post on Instagram, and literally the next day they laid off everyone. So first off, fellas, one, do you think Sports Illustrated is done, or could they have a comeback? And two, yeah, if they are, yeah, what do they mean to you? What's your take on all of this? Because they've been a part of our lives for as long as I can remember.
I mean, these magazine companies got to start sending these. They got to stop sending these magazines out to the grocery store aisle. Like, y'all just wasting money right there. Like, you think, like, what type of advertisement do y'all think y'all doing next to some gum? Like, I'm not going to look at the – this. First of all, there's no reason for me to buy this magazine that I could just look at right here. Right? That's one.
Right.
And then the advertiser is really giving y'all money for real? Like – come on, man. That's a waste of money got there right there. So they should have, just another dinosaur company should have switched how they were, communicating and how they were interacting with the people. There's no reason why Sports Illustrated should not have a top 10 of the day show or something like that on sports.
Lee boy, you read my fucking mind, bro.
They shouldn't have a daily YouTube of the top 10
right.
plays of the day.
ESPN Facts. Has adjusted. They've letting media outlets like Complex Sports Complex take over. Dog, right. why don't y'all have apps, man? Why? Why don't y'all have shows like Lee Boy just said? Why don't y'all have content, original content? Sports Illustrated is legendary. Just off of the name alone, bro. You can still have magazine covers. Complex still have magazine covers, but everything is digital. Have you ever went in a store and saw a Complex magazine?
Not a day in my life.
Exactly, but bro, Complex still has magazine covers, but everything is digital. Have shows, have digital, have apps. What the fuck? Bro, that's that dinosaur shit. And it's sad because Sports Illustrated has been around for my whole, they legendary. And they remind me a lot of the Source. But the Source kind of, again, them in a Source magazine is like one of the same. Like, dog, the Source has an app, but there ain't nothing on there but a website. Like, yeah. I downloaded the app thinking I was going to get some original content, and I got a website. Like, dog,
all the links to the blogs.
Right. Complex has that too, but Complex has YouTube. Original shows, they have sneaker shows, they had State of the Culture, they had a Hot Ones with the Hot Wing show. Man, make original content.
Him,
bro, I wish we had that kind of legacy and name to where we can just make shit. And we working on it, I promise you. But Sports Illustrated should be having they should have paid Pat McAfee. They should have paid somebody like Jalen Rose. Man, get this original content going, man. I don't understand. Like, it,
I mean,
it's
Gilbert
weird,
Arenas,
bro.
Right there.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many people. Yeah, you just grab one person from each sports, and you know, you seen what Bleacher Report just did with Micah Parsons. That shit is going out of control. They're talking about that shit on the shows, which is crazy because.
Exactly.
They're making content about the content now. So it's so easy if Sports Illustrated just put out a couple narratives on a weekly basis about, you know, what happened over the weekend, grab a couple of, you know, people, just spend a little bag on a couple of athletes, you'd be right there. Like my kid actually has the SI Kids membership right now, but it's still $2.99 from like the dentist. You know what I'm saying? Like they just do some old shit. Like, man, I think we got all the episodes, all the magazines free. You know what I'm saying? All the issues for shipping is like y'all really just trying to buy your way into America's hearts by keeping yourselves on newsstands. I think it's just a bad move.
I'm as a person trying to help build the brand and the company, I'm frustrated because I don't have the bag. If I had the bag, I would pay the Fab Five, meaning Jalen Rose, Chris Webber, Juwan Howard. I would hire them to have a show where it's talking about sports or college basketball and NBA. And if y'all want to mix in some stories from when y'all was growing up playing, I would have a weekly podcast with them. That's a show, bro. People will watch that shit. Listen to that shit. Like you said, Gilbert Arenas, Cam Newton, bro. It's no excuse, bro. It's no excuse, bro. Adjust to the times.
Jamal, to your point, though, I think a lot of the issues are that they're adjusting to the times. They kind of late to the party. I feel like Cameron, shout out to, you know, it is what it is. And people like that, they made the edginess, like super edginess. That went now, it made me laugh the other day. I kid you not. It was like a post where there was an asking, like, I think it was ESPN or somebody. And I don't want to, you know, misquote, but pretty much they was like, was that a touchdown? You bet, no cap. And it was just so uncomfortable and cringeworthy when you read it. Where it was just like, yo, whoever's behind the scenes here, you can tell y'all trying to play catch up and it's uncomfortable. It comes off bad. And kind of like you said, with Sports Illustrated, to me, it comes off desperate when you just sending this to the crib for shipping. Because, like, y'all Sports Illustrated, bro. Y'all could sell sneakers if y'all really wanted to. And people would buy SI4s. Like, let's be real. That's why, to me, it just doesn't make sense when some of these companies don't capitalize. When we've already, like Lee Boy said, the fact that you even still buying this for your son, it's like it's almost embedded in your DNA. It's like, y'all already have this. Like, how did you lose us?
Yeah,
man. I mean, and then just to come to, I don't know if they like file bankruptcy, but just to come to the embarrassing point of having to fire everybody, y'all could have just sold the company if you didn't know what the fuck was going on. If you got old and you realize it's the year 2020 and I don't know what the hell's going on no more, just sell the company before you run it into the ground like this, because you messed up the whole name and now we're here talking about it. I mean,
man,
I don't think that's gonna help you guys at all.
When Shannon Sharp was on the market, he would have been my first signee.
For sure. You know who I'll go get right now? I'll go get, you just said the Fab Five. I'll put together the 04 Clippers, Darius Miles, Mar Odom. Ola with Candy and Baghetti and all of them. Everybody
man,
but Baghetti, he was square, but everyone else was
probation
cool.
Before the second episode dropped. Like, that
is... Man, you can't tell me people wouldn't listen to shit like that. I'm a huge Jalen Rose fan. I was a Jalen Rose fan when he was a player, and I'm a Jalen Rose fan like as a media person.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the Fab Five podcast, my nigga.
You saw the picture they just put together too? You saw him?
Yeah, I see. That's what made me think of it, bro. Shannon Sharp, it's so many, bro. I'm finding NFL players to sign that like you want to talk. Cam Newton has a podcast.
But when you said Fab Five, when I seen them, it did make me want to think about what the other two, you know, the ones that's not as, you know, out there in the limelight, not in the forefront of the culture, what they had to say and how they felt about it, how, you know, they contributed to the culture, but didn't really see the outcome that the others did. So I would definitely be interested in something like that. It just takes companies to have some foresight, you know, into this information. This is why y'all need to get with the curators, get with the 89,000 podcast. We'll game you up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Let you know what to do out here.
Get T.O. a podcast. See if Deion Sanders want to do a podcast in the offseason.
Right.
I want to create a successful network so bad, bro. And if I had the bag, bro, Man,
it'd be over. Bro, it'd be over to the races. It'd just be a matter of
weeks, hey, bro.
This our year, though. This our year. Hopefully, you know, we can start showing up in person. We got some plans, and we can to be at these cons. So y'all look out for 80s, 90s, and 2000 vibes this year. We gonna step it up for a show. But for now, y'all gotta share this damn podcast, like, subscribe, and share, and all that.
Please,
so we can get there.
My kids depend on. I don't even have kids. I'm just speaking. You know, if I needed it, I need y'all to support. You get it.
There you go.
Facts, man. Man, it's too easy out there, especially when you have the money in the bank. That's very frustrating coming from a indie or a content creator that's trying to come up. So,
right, just trying to get it done. But yeah, fellas, speaking of, obviously, still, you know, on the sports topic, Paul Pierce. And the reason I wanted to get into Paul Pierce is because obviously we know about Paul Pierce's story, career, you know what I mean? Finally got his championship. A great, right? Superstar, Hall of Fame, all that good stuff. Udonis Haslem recently got his, you know, Heat jersey into the Raptors, and pretty much Paul Pierce went on a comment on social media, this one was given, not earned. Following that, Udonis Haslem kind of took the high road and was like, you know, pretty much saying, I know you're not even that tough, so I'm going to leave it alone. But we all know how Udonis Haslem gets down. So my question to y'all is, one, do you think Udonis Haslem, you know, his response was wrong? And two, do you feel like Paul Pierce came off as a hater in this situation? Talk to me, fellas.
Man, Paul Pierce always come off as a hater. I'm so sick of this nigga, bro. Like, when KG talked that shit, I accept that. Because KG was him. Like, Kevin Garnett in Minnesota, bro, man, Paul Pierce, bro, you was good, son. You was all right, bro. You wasn't all that, son. I'm 30 years old. I'm old enough to remember you not being all that, my nigga. You was good. You was a very good player. You was clutch. I'm not even gonna lie. You was clutch. But you struggled before you, KG, and Ray Allen got together. You struggled to fucking make the playoffs in the East. Like, you would either get knocked out in the first round or don't make the playoffs in general. You and Doc was in Boston losing like a motherfucker. So, I don't understand why he thinks when Draymond told him, man, nobody love you like that. Like, you don't get that farewell tour like Kobe. That was
savage.
But that was because it was fact. That's how people feel about you. Like, unless you really a Celtics fan. And I feel like, personally, without that ring, Jason Tatum had already surpassed him.
Yeah, plus, remember, too, he was a Clipper, too, so I feel like it was different. He had been bounced from, what, Brooklyn to the Clippers. Like, it was – Kobe was in the same place, number one.
Paul Pierce even played a season with the Wizards.
I forgot he was with the Wizards, right. He was in the playoffs for them. He had a game winner. I'm going to give him his props. He had a game winner.
I call game. Yeah,
right, exactly. Hey, Paul Pierce, I'm going to give him a little bit of flowers here. He's, you know, he's a legend out here. He's probably top 100, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he might crack the top, you know what I'm saying? You know, he mellow light, you know what I'm saying?
He's what?
That's exactly mellow who he light, is. You know?
I think he's like if Carmelo, you know,
they got Sprite and they got Sierra Mist.
Yeah. That's where I would put him in that category. And
I
think this
put him
is
in
just
the version under that, whatever. Like, if you cut that one more time, he's that. Yeah.
He's Joe Johnson with a ring.
I ain't gonna go that far, but yeah, I mean, shout out to Paul. He did his thing. I really feel like most of this is just hate on LeBron still, because he just don't want to give nobody from the Heat props. Because Ray Allen left his sorry ass to go play with Bron, he did the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's weird, though, because UD, nobody thinks UD is better than Paul Pierce. So to me, it was weird to comment on him. It's comment on somebody who actually threatens you, right? Like, commenting on Wade, that made sense, because we all look like, man, Wade.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
This don't make sense.
No, it didn't. That
he
don't
made it on Wade, too.
I'm saying it made sense because we all knew Wade was better than him. You, so I'm saying it made sense, but you felt insecure.
Wait, what'd he say about Wade again? What'd he say about Wade?
He better than D-Wade.
Lost his mind. But again, Jamal, he was smart because that caused the conversation.
Man, my nigga,
we looking at UD like we never even compared y'all to even remote.
Tell that nigga to go argue with Danny Granger. Or fuck. Somebody help me, man.
What's the nickname that used to be on the Wizards?
Ben Gordon.
Karan Butler.
Antoine Jameson.
And Anton Jameson and all of them. I'll let the Deshaun Stevenson, all three of them. That's you, my nigga. Goddamn.
That's kind of
he's nice, though. He's nicer than, I'll say, he's when it comes to fourth quarter, right? He go crazy in the fourth. He just got that LA ego. He just don't want to lose, so he don't try all game.
He was so clutch that he couldn't make the playoffs. But bro, people before the Big Three in Boston got together, the Celtics was fucking trash.
And it was. I never picked them in 2K.
Bro, and in the early 2000s, the East was weak. Like, if you had 49 wins, you was the first seed.
No exaggeration. Yeah, if you with 50 wins in the East, yeah, for sure.
You was the number one seed. This nigga couldn't make the East. He couldn't make the playoffs in the East. And he had Antoine Walker as a teammate, and he had Doc Rivers as a coach.
I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but I always try to hammer home the fact that he really started the super teams and then got mad at Bron because Bron had to leave to beat him, KG, and Ray. I mean, that's a super team at the time.
Yeah, y'all tried to jump me.
If you as good as you, if you better than D-Wade, if he better than D-Wade, that's definitely a super team. You got KG and Ray Allen.
Exactly. Like, give Allen Iverson in the early 2000s. A co-star like Antoine Walker.
Give him KG, Ray Allen, a Kendrick Perkins, and goddamn Rondo.
Rondo, exactly.
I'm just saying, you give Allen Iverson that? That's
crazy. T-Mac.
Dwayne Wade that.
Bro, T-Mac in Orlando would have loved to have somebody like Antoine Walker as his co-star. Because T-Mac was in Orlando by himself.
I think that's why even Iverson, I got to really put him here. Because even for what you say, it's like, man, to think he really made it to a finals with Dikembe Mutombo and Aaron McKee. Eric Snow, yeah, I said Aaron McKee. But say, you know what I mean? It was a few.
Aaron McKee was there too.
If I'm not mistaken, none of those guys was all-stars that I just named. And I don't think anybody was averaging no more than like 12. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, Paul himself. Pierce, like I said, top 100, Melo Light, Shasta Melo. You know what I'm saying?
Believe you, Donis has him alone. Like I said, he's
that's the OG, man. He ain't bothering you.
He's a legend in Miami now. He getting his respect. Yeah, like you said, he ain't bothering you, and he's not gonna hurt your legacy. Him going, getting his Heat jersey retired, that doesn't hurt Paul Pierce in any way.
Man, go argue with Stephon Marbury or Sean Marion.
Go on IG Live and get some more strippers. I ain't gonna lie. When he was on it, that shit was hysterical. He was like, I paid for her. That was funny. I laughed.
He fired his ass quick. He dumb as hell, ain't he?
Bro was like, yeah, this is the website. KG
is the only one who could talk like that.
Pretty much.
And he gave
Ray
it up
Allen
to Bron.
Can, but he won't.
I know we were talking about Udonis Haslem, but I really just see this as Bron hate, you know, just by osmosis. But KG even gave it up to Bron. You know, saying that he was the best ever. I think Paul Pierce kind of did in a slide way too. But yeah, there's no reason to go at Udonis Haslem. Who's just, you know, God is literally a blue collar worker, just going to work every day, been there 20 plus years in one jersey. Just leave it. Why are you disrespecting somebody like that? It makes no sense. He just reaching. He's just thirsty. He a thirsty ass nigga, bro.
Nothing. 6'8", couldn't get off the ground.
Literally.
Man, he was a rim grazer at 6'8".
Bro really had the Nate Robinson baggage.
He didn't really do too many ducks, so he wasn't really flying.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I'm the coach and you get dunked on by Paul Pierce just because of the athletic way he looked, I'm a little pissed off. I ain't gonna lie.
He just didn't look like
he was ever in shape. He was crossing ass, but he just didn't look like he was ever in shape.
I've never been a Paul Pierce fan. I've always thought he was overrated. Always.
Yeah, he just.
I'm keeping him to stay.
Like I said, he got it done with whatever he did.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is actually his nutrition and not, you know, being able to work. Like I said, he just worked hard in the last couple minutes. You just see him start pulling, and he hit some, but a lot of times he also missed some. You know, it was just on Sports Center when he made it. So, you know, what I'm saying, he lost a lot of games by not.
You look at the highlight. Why Paul Pierce, they got a highlight reel on Instagram or Facebook of LeBron just busting his ass.
Yeah.
And every highlight.
He's not Paul even Pierce, moving up.
Yeah, his arm always like this. And his face always could. Like, it's a whole, like, highlight reel of LeBron destroying his ass.
You know what's up. That's why.
He boxing out already. Like, I ain't even gonna contest that's this comedy. Shot. I'm gonna go ahead and just box out starting now.
But like man, I said, shout out to you, D. Paul Pierce. Like I said, let it go. Let bro enjoy his time. You going to the hole too, man. It's all good. Just yeah.
Man, you chasing that farewell. We don't love you like that.
Like yeah. I said, you got your ring. Don't ever sell it.
Sell it. Nobody gonna remember that shit.
Yeah, but somebody said I was talking about yeah, pretty much yeah, Paul Pierce would have the chicks and whatnot, and he kind of seemed thirsty. And speaking of thirsty, this week we got teams on shore thirsty for a win, fellas. We're talking NFC and AFC. We saw the games. Shout out to obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. You got the Ravens still in this. You got the 49ers, and you have the Detroit Lions, fellas. In the NFC and AFC, who are your picks this weekend?
Yeah, yeah, and before we even get to it, man, shout out to the Prize Picks. Who else we need on? We need DraftKings. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that wants to sponsor your boy? Yeah, yeah. We could talk some sports now. You already heard about 30 minutes on 90s and 2000 sports, but this weekend it's about to get crazy. It's about to get crazy. I mean, I'm very excited for the Ravens versus Chiefs. That I think is to me the clear cut game with the Niners. Are they down Deebo Samuels? Is he going to play?
Great question. I'm not sure yet. I think we literally within the next 24, 48 hours should get confirmation. So that's going to be interesting.
That should make the game, I think, much better. Obviously, if he doesn't play, I think they run away with it a little. Not run away with it. But, you know, I think the Niners clearly win if they have Deebo just based on their ability to run as well. They got a workhorse back there with McCaffrey. But, you know, I'm going to say I think I have the and this is not what I would actually bet. This is kind of what I hope will happen and what I think might happen. But, you know, I might bet the you know, the under on these or bet the field. I would say the Chiefs beat the Ravens in a, you know, a barn burner. And then I have also the Lions coming through if Deebo Samuel doesn't play. But, you know, that's a big if. Otherwise, I'm going Niners and Chiefs to take it out. So
49ers over Detroit, 27-20. I mean, no. The Ravens, I got the Ravens over the Chiefs, 27-20.
Okay.
I got the 49ers over the Lions 24-17. So I got a Ravens 49ers Super Bowl. And I got the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. And I got did I say that too early? Fuck it.
No, you good.
I got the Ravens and the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, I got Chiefs and Lions going through right now. Actually, the exact opposite. Like I said, I probably wouldn't bet this.
Right.
I do recognize the poster that's already out there. They're talking about, oh, the Super Bowl logo is purple and red and all this shit. And there is no purple on the other side of the Chiefs, right? So
I saw it's got to be well. Lined like, up. Funny.
It's lined like up to be Ravens. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, you've seen the last couple of years, though. It's only been like 2-3 years, though. They act like it's been like the last 20 years or something. It could be a big coincidence. But you know what? I see it as I just trust Mahomes. I got Mahomes. Let's say I'm going to say 30-27. Make it close. I think it'll definitely be a close game. I just think Mahomes takes that extra Mahomian, my homeboy step that he does in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I trust Jahmyr Gibbs out there on the Lions. I trust him to go crazy. You know, what's the name is actually very used to playing the Niners as well, being a former Ram, Jared Goff. And so he's used to what they have going on. And he has a good team with him as well. I really feel like Deebo Samuel is the difference maker. If he plays, then I really don't think there's no question. But as far as the Chiefs, though, what they got with Rasheed Rice, Kelsey right now, and Pacheco, I like the way Pacheco run, man. They are clicking at the right time. And I mean, it's hard to go against the Ravens right now, but I can't go against the champs. They the champs right now.
I was going to say, I got a fusion pretty much of the picks that both of y'all have. So with Jamar, I actually got the Chiefs winning, but I don't think it's going to be that high of a scoring game. I got to go on like maybe 17-14. And then on the other side, I think the 49ers is going to win either way, though. I don't think it matters injury or not, because I think if Deebo Samuel is out, then George Kittle is going to have a great game. And I just think Detroit just is just too much overmatched. But, yeah, to your point, I've seen the script out there. It is hard to bet against Baltimore. And in my opinion, whoever wins out of that game wins the whole thing. So, yeah, to Jamar's point, yeah, Baltimore wins it. I agree. Whoever wins out of this Baltimore, you know, Kansas City game, they are winning the Super Bowl. I'd be very shocked to not see that winner win it all.
Okay.
So you think this all Lamar right. year? You think this Lamar year, Jamar?
100. It's time.
If he beat Pat this year, it has to be. Like, it would be terrible for him to.
I wouldn't
Pat
be surprised if
that might be, you know, his career. That might be like he's never going to win.
I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers won a Super Bowl either, though. I'm not even going to lie.
Y'all remember how they beat down? Y'all remember how they beat down the Niners though early? The Ravens did work on the Niners earlier this season, and Deebo, they lost three games in a row without Deebo. So if he's not healthy, that was when they lost three games earlier this season. You know, I was counting them games as a Cowboys fan.
I think now they're ready for it, though, because it's the playoffs. That's why I'm like, guys like George Kittle, like guys who they can play and happen, they're going to be like, I don't care who getting on that field. I'm about to score three touchdowns. I'm going for 140. You're going to see some stars come out. That's why I'm like, yeah.
Okay, the only thing I will come back with that is how Purdy looks without Deebo. I think because a lot.
I'm telling you, I don't think it matters. I think those other guys are so strong, it was not going to matter.
They got enough weapons.
Because he's never been – I've never looked at him like, yeah, Brock Purdy's the reason they winning. That doesn't go through my mind ever any week, so.
Okay. I got a surprise. Look, I ain't going to say surprise. A little topic. Quick topic for y'all, man.
What's up?
Do you think – I'm trying to think of a way to word this. I'm really having a hard time wording it, dog. So, y'all fellas, y'all forgive me, man.
You good?
I'm having a fucking... shit.
Drawing a blank.
Yeah, I'm drawing a fucking blank, bro.
It'll come out. Yeah, it'll come out.
How do you think Michael Jackson's nephew is gonna? Do y'all think he's gonna do well playing Michael Jackson in his biopic? His nephew.
No.
Why?
Honestly, I feel like with certain people, especially a person like Michael Jackson, if you wasn't around him in certain ways, because there's so many stories and just so many, you know what I mean, recollections of what he was like, this, that, and third. It's almost like somebody like Tupac, where I feel like unless you got to physically be around him yourself, it's just going to get misconstrued because there's going to be certain parts you may overemphasize versus that. That's what I'm like. I think Michael Jackson biopics in general should be done. That's just my opinion.
But it's Jermaine's son. It's his nephew. You think Jermaine
he could sell water. Around? Yeah, he could go sell the Jermaine water.
I mean, Jermaine is a good reference, though, to have on set, obviously. I mean, and then, you know, good to hear that the family is involved in general. In fact, I had some background information on this a little while ago. So it was dope to see that the trailer, it's a trailer out, right? I think we've seen.
Right.
I think this is a dope topic. So appreciate that, Jamar, because I think they need to let Mike rest a little bit longer. Like you said, the biopic should be out, should be kind of done now. But
it's been 14 years.
It's been 14 years, but we've seen. I mean, I feel like every year though, there's a doc or some type of content that comes out about Mike. No, I mean nothing from the.
I feel like there's a lot of one-off stuff, and it's just like random. That's why I'm just like, I like what you said, Jermaine, even being there. But I'll say this, Jamar. If it was your brother, right, and it was years later, realistically, you're going to want to present them in the best light. Not to say he's going to lie, but I feel like it's different if I'm able to see a person as opposed to you telling me. You selling me.
He ain't going to show him the legacy.
I just don't think the world is asking for this right now. We don't see too much hype or anything that is telling us that this is going to be, you know, highly touted and highly attended, you know, and I think just right now, what the political climate is, I don't think it's a great time to release it. I think, they should have waited a couple years or tried to really, you know, tie it to maybe his 60th year or maybe 10 years of him, you know, as a rest in peace. This is just 14 years later. It just really, there's nothing historical or significant about it. But to me, that we are really seeing, you know, a big wave of energy towards Mike right now. And I just think that, to me, you know, because he did everything so grand, he was so calculated. I just don't think it does great justice right now to his legacy in general. But obviously, we got to wait to see the movie and you know, judge it by then, because I'm definitely going to watch it as a Mike fan. But we're nostalgic fans. I just wish there was more buzz about it, because it should be going crazy as soon as we see some type of trailer for anything Mike. But it just doesn't have that same Mike glow. That's what I would say. Like, it didn't pop off. He didn't pop off the screen for me, to answer your question. Like, is he going to do well? You know, I don't think they would put out a bad product or anything. But
I think he's gonna do a great job, bro. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I think it's gonna be a classic. I think it's gonna be one of the better biopics. I think it's gonna be up there with the What's Love Got to Do with It. I was a fan of Notorious. Me,
fire.
Not the Tupac biopic. Not really. You know what I'm saying? Can we get a decent Aaliyah biopic? Somebody out there, please. I think he's gonna do a great job, bro. And I'm going out on them. I could be wrong, but
I'll say this, Jamal, kind of like what Lee Boy said though, it's one of those political climate things. Is now a good time for something like that? As soon as you just said that, I was like, that's another one. It's like, is now the best time?
We're gonna get an R. Kelly biopic in another 15 years. So I'm always ready for that.
At this point, they're gonna have to put bro in the textbooks.
Yeah,
this is what a prayer like him and Epstein, they're gonna be in textbooks in like 10 years. Forget biopics, that's over.
I could just see the Instagram and the Twitter and just the buzz behind it being, you know, being very critical and calling Jermaine and the family out for not keep, like you said, they're gonna keep it PC, they're gonna make them look good, and people will bring up some crazy stuff that's gonna, you know, change the narrative. I could already see it. You already know that's gonna happen. It's gonna be another narrative behind this movie for sure. You know, especially if they don't address certain allegations and actually show what happened, people will talk. There'll be a political movement against this movie, so I'm just ready for that. And so that's the only reason why I would say is to hold it maybe a couple years, wait till Trump get in office and he just clear all all media and everything's good and everything's back to normal, quote unquote, right? That's what the world is now. But that's what I would say, because they're gonna be very critical of this movie right now. But shout out to them, man. This is the climate though for biopics in general, just not for 100%. Controversial figures. That's the problem. He's just too controversial. So.
But Jamal, I like the Leah thing, now that you mentioned it, that got to be four parts. I've been sitting here thinking about that one. Yeah, I got to really break that down.
Hey, but the original Mike biopic, American Dream, it's hard for me to classic. Beat.
It's that was on like two that tapes. One. That was long.
That shit was fire, bro. It I didn't good. Used to it watch that long. Every Christmas, right?
Yeah,
about 6 hours. Man, I don't know if you could beat that one, you know, because they had the elephants. Remember, they had the mansion. This is what they had him.
I watched that more than I saw Roots.
That was dropping the Colt commercial. Remember, his hair caught on fire?
Right. My hair.
My hair. Yeah, Ben. Remember, they showed the rat and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't get with that because I was in the projects. I was like, we don't play with no rodents, my boy. If my mother saw me with a mouse or a rat in my hand, I might get smacked to a rich neighborhood. Like, you kidding me?
Yeah, facts.
You know, if they did something dope, like got the original screenwriter from that or the director from that, I know it was hella long ago. But if they continued it in that vein where it could be, because that would be a Netflix series, The American Dream right now, that would have been fire if that was on Netflix.
Now that, so I think, regardless of controversy, that I think will go crazy. And now, to your point, your grandson, now you could really do, you could do some work. You could really.
Yeah, if they did a Netflix series out of this and just let, you know, this version of Mike be one season and then get the next light-skinned version of the Mike and then the next light-skinned or no-nose version of Mike, we need three seasons. Like, that's three seasons right there.
Yeah, I'm with that. Well, we shall see, man. It come out next year.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, so that'll make sense, Lee Boy. That'll be 15 years exactly, I guess, if that is the case.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. So we should
clean 15.
Wait, hey, man. Another episode in the books. Episode 119, fellas, man. Let them know all your socials, all that good stuff, what you got coming up.
Hey, follow me, Lee Boy TV. Also, you know, we upticking a little bit on Child Star Central. Make sure you follow that. We're going to be trying to put out daily news on Child Star. So you guys heard the topic at the top of the hour. If you're interested in any of that stuff, make sure to give us a follow. Also, if you want to see me at Disneyland, Magic Life Media, I'll be doing that too. So, you know, we out here trying to move out here on the Instagram streets. Give your boy a holla.
Dope. Y'all can follow me, Real Man Corbin, as usual, on all platforms. Right now, Instagram definitely going up. I'm at 4,000. Your mother and your grandmother already do, so you should. Daily videos every day. Yeah, like I said, just tune in. 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. Y'all keep supporting us. Like I said, we got a dope concert coming for y'all this year, I promise.
Hey, as always, follow me on Instagram at Jamar Joseph Jermaine Adams. If sensitive, don't follow me. But most importantly, follow us on Instagram at 80902005. Same on TikTok, same on Threads, same on Facebook. Look, man, subscribe to us on YouTube, man, for real. And when you listen to this podcast, man, hit the 5-star rating, man. That's going to help us grow, you feel me? So thank y'all for listening, tuning in for another fun, classic episode. I am Jamar.
Lee Boy.
Matt Corbin.
And we out.
Peace.